author and wellness expert Quentin Vinnie with his wife Erin, on the advice of their son's neurologist, found that green tea helped their 7-year-old boy maintain calm and focus. Diagnosed with ADHD, a condition leading to impulsive, hyperactive behavior, tea's unique combination of L-theanine and caffeine offered relief, but loose-leaf teas were challenging to brew and not that tasty to a preteen. Quentin and Erin added calming botanicals to make the tea palatable and launched a tea venture that produced packaged teas that became a favorite of Gwyneth Paltrow, whose company, Goop, sells the teas online. It's great to have you on the Tea Biz podcast this week, Quentin. I enjoyed learning a little about your tea on the website. It's a pleasure to have you talk about it in person.
Thank you. It's an honor and a privilege to be here.
I see that Equity Teas and Botanicals are purpose blended. Will you tell listeners a little about your personal experience and how that led to their development?
We created Equity in our blends essentially out of necessity. My son was diagnosed with ADHD when he was 7, and given my own history of dealing with mental health issues, generalized anxiety disorder, panic disorder, depression, you know, addiction to prescription pills, I wanted to manage his diagnosis holistically. His neurologist had recommended that he drink green tea prior to any big assignments or tests in school. And the idea was the L-theanine and the caffeine would give him a bit of a calm focus, very much how Adderall would, but without the risk of dependency or any negative side effects. When we went out, my wife and I, to buy different types of green tea variations just to see what he would like, we found out quickly that a lot of the teas that were sold in retail stores weren't of the best quality. So they had very minimal nutrition value, and then they taste horrible, right? And so when we made the decision to really just figure out how to make this work by learning as much as we could about green tea, the challenge was figuring out how to make it palatable for a 9-year-old. He was 9 at the time, struggling with ADHD. So we wanted to make sure that every ingredient that we blended with that green tea would assist him in that calm focus. It was something that was very much strategic and not wanting to give him any ingredients that would make him hyper. So adding things like lavender, lemon verbena, lemongrass, things that have also been known or said to help with things like anxiety, it seemed that not only did it taste good, but that it would serve the benefit of what we were looking for. Once my wife and I really made the decision to move forward with starting a tea company and really just coming up and creating our own blends, every ingredient was definitely geared toward what we anticipated the desired result to be.
You recently decided to add a line of canned tea using the cold brewing method. Talk a little bit about your reasoning.
Yeah, well, when we first launched the company, we launched it as a loose leaf company. And one of the biggest variables and hurdles that we heard from a lot of our consumers were, you know, they didn't have the necessary equipment to set the water temperatures a certain way, to really steep it and brew it the way that it was designed for loose leaf tea to be brewed. And so we figured with the cans, we would essentially take the guesswork out of it for a lot of consumers. By going through a process of cold brewing, we're able to extract a lot of the flavor while reducing the astringency that often accompanies teas like green tea and even black tea because of the hot water temperatures and the brew times, and wanted to create a product that was also able to be shelf stable. And the cold brewing process also helps to reduce the amount of caffeine that's actually present in each serving. We wanted to keep the caffeine content to a minimum.
What's the milligram count for caffeine in a typical 12-ounce can?
The green tea, I would say it's close to about 18 milligrams. And then the black tea is a little bit higher, closer to about 30 to 35.
So that'd be about half of what you would find in a regular cup of tea.
Exactly.
You use adaptogens. You mentioned them in 3 of the new blends. Will you describe which adaptogens are present and how they benefit tea drinkers?
Absolutely. Each blend has a different adaptogen. Our focus blend has astragalus root. Our recharge black tea blend has ashwagandha. And our recover hibiscus blend has schisandra berry. Adaptogens are really, you know, geared toward helping the body and the mind to fight off stress and to recover better from stress. And, you know, we're in a space of COVID, space of uncertainty. You know, people, we're potentially moving into a recession. And so, you know, in prioritizing our mental health, you know, it's important to figure out how we can mitigate and reduce as much stress as possible.
In formulating the beverages, you chose all natural, organic, full-leaf teas and botanicals, cold brewed in small batches. Will you discuss sourcing?
Sourcing is of the utmost importance to us, right? We've gone as far as communicating directly with small farms and farmers, you know, all across the world. The challenge is, you know, in order for us to create a USDA certified organic product, every ingredient we use has to essentially fall under that, the same regulations as we do in America. And so we wanted to make sure that, you know, everything was sustainable, sustainably sourced, non-GMO, organic, and of the highest quality. You know, I often say that, you know, in America, tea hasn't had its coffee moment yet, right? Though tea is the second most consumed beverage worldwide, we don't have a tea culture in America that has been stamped. And so a lot of the teas that I've had growing up and a lot of people are still consuming are just of very low quality. And just like any other crop that's grown, right? If it's not grown organically, there can be chemical compounds that are found in that crop that doesn't necessarily serve the body. We firmly believe that everything we put into our bodies matters.
Finally, tell us the story about how you came to the attention of Goop founder and CEO Gwyneth Paltrow.
We really connected based off of the work that I was doing in the wellness space. And so she was a part of the initial ideation of the tea company. She was actually one of the first people to try any of our blends, and she loved them, fell in love with them immediately. And, you know, our relationship just grew. She's one of the most incredible human beings I've ever met. And she's been incredibly supportive throughout this entire process.